Yeah, you know, we've worked hard to get to this position, and we got our work cut out for us. So, you know, Browns got a really, really good defense. So offensively, we got to be ready to play. But, you know, it's a big opportunity for us to clinch the division here at home, and we'd like to take advantage of it.
Is that the conversation here in the locker room? You guys talking about that, or is it just another game?
Well, I think we all realize what this game means, but the preparation is the same, and the focus is the same. So we're just, you know, we understand what's riding on it, but you know, the way to get there is to prepare well this week.
Did you watch the Colts and the Browns, and what did you see?
I watched a little bit of it, and you know, what I saw was Browns defense just really played a tough game. I mean, they really played well, and you know, they really you know, played you know, as well against Indy as anybody I've seen this year. So be a big challenge for us.
What is it that stood out with Cleveland's defense?
Yeah, their physical nature. I think they're very physical, very sound. Got two really good corners. Good overall defensive speed. You know, it's going to be one of the better defenses we play this year, no question.
Did their defense look like their record does?
No, definitely not. They're playing very, very well, and you know, I don't know what happened, you know, what is going on during the rest of the season, but you know, their defense is certainly playing winning football.
Kerry, how good has this 10 days been for you?
It's been really good. You know, obviously a short week last week was a little bit of a challenge, but you know, to be able to get 3 days away from it and be able to rest both physically and mentally was definitely a good thing.
Coach has always been preaching one game at a time. What are the pitfalls if you don't have that kind of mindset, one game at a time?
Well, I you don't take care of the things you need to take care of when you look too far ahead in the future. Each week is different. Each week you've got to prepare. What you did it last week has no bearing on what's going to go on the coming week. So it served us well to prepare the way we have, and then we've been able to focus each week, and we'll need to do that well this week.
Being a quarterback, how much empathy do you have for their situation? You know, they lose two guys in, you know, quick span.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, two guys that obviously play a lot this year, and you know, Ken Dorsey's a veteran. I'm sure he'll come in and prepare and get ready to play and get the new guy ready to you know, maybe be ready if they need him.
Kerry, against a team that struggled this year, one of the things you guys emphasized, I know, last week was stomping on the lines and killing their will kind of thing. I would imagine that's kind of the same thing you want to do this week, get off to a fast start and kind of break their will a little bit?
Well, we'd like to get off to a fast start, but I, you know, judging by the way they're playing, you're not going to break their will. They've got good veteran leadership on defense, and got a good mix of young guys in there, and it's going to be a 60-minute game. So, you know, we got to be ready for that.
The Colts win streak helped you guys know that nothing's wrapped up yet. I mean, they're still coming.
You know, to be honest with you, I haven't really thought about it. I'm focusing on what we're doing. So we know Indy's a good football team, and they certainly put together a heck of a run. But you know, we got to take care of what we need to take care of.
Jeff said the other day that Colts, they've won it 5 years in a row. Until we actually officially win it, they're still the team to kind of chase. Or Kyle might have said that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. You know, if you think about those kind of things, I think that's a natural thought. But, you know, I think everybody's pretty much focused on the Browns.